This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Oh, won't somebody please pick up the children?
I'm not a policeman, I'm a princess.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family matters.
I'm waiting to hear when the actual song ends. This is Michelle. You are listening to Family Matters. Oh, we're still trying to figure ourselves out here for the whole new show. You might have heard my voice before from Transpositions. We've got Bexel in room from Stand Up Straight.
Yes.
And I think you, David, are now taking the title of... what is it? The oldest work experience kid. Definitely.
When are you going to let go of my hand?
Well, soon. Mama Bear will let go of you soon.
Okay. It's all very nice here. We can all hold hands.
And definitely. So, yes, this is all we are. We've got a lot of token individuals that are part of this show. So, I'm the token trans woman. We've got children.
I'm the token straight woman with the no children, which is what you have on the Rainbow Family show.
Of course.
And I'm the token gay.
But you're an uncle.
Single uncle, yes, of course.
Your stuff, your
single, own. If anyone's interested. He's very cute.
Oh, he is kind of cute, isn't he?
Yeah.
Kinda?
Yeah. Not that we're staring at you, Dave. It's not weird.
No. But you have nieces, nephews?
No.
So, wow, you both are like, can ask all the weird questions.
I feel like I'm going to learn stuff. My mum might be listening, going, oh, one day I'll have grandchildren.
I'll lend you my children one night and let them throw things on you and vomit on you and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that seems fun. Sounds like some parties I've been to.
Exactly. Now, if you do want to actually reach out to us and ask us questions or say thank you or whatever, because this is our launch show, you can get us on familymatters@joy.org.au. You can get us on Twitter at familymatters94 or follow us on Facebook, on facebook.com/FamilyMattersOnJoy. Now, if you do want to get us live on air, it's 0427-JOY949 to SMS, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Wow, that's a lot of places to get us.
A lot of stuff.
So we're twits, we're all over the place, we're very busy.
Very active.
Very active.
I'm a little bit nervous, I'll tell you that right now. I am the rookie, I'm the work experience kid, I'm here for my on-air debut. I don't know how to ease my way into this.
So everyone has to picture this. So we've all got the token, whatever's in the group, right? And as we're talking on Messenger and Facebook, everyone's got their different things they throw in and things they joke about. But then there's David freaking out going, what am I doing? I don't know. You've only just done the Taste of Radio course.
I have, yes, just recently. So this is my on-air debut. This is my first 2 minutes on radio.
I'm so excited I'm here for it. Is this what it's like to be a parent, Michelle?
I think it is. Yeah. Nope, we're proud of you. We'll look after you.
Becky, don't have to change my nappy, okay? It's not that kind of experience.
It's not that kind of thing. Right.
I think the best part about this, though, actually, is the gift we got from Rodney. Like, we have 3 bottles of bubbly and this beautiful box of Raffaello.
Raffaello.
Oh, my God.
Chocolate.
Those are one of my favorites. So, definitely. And we'll be having him on show actually quite soon.
And if he keeps giving us gifts like that, he can be on our show every single
yeah,
week.
Yeah, actually.
Trust
we
me.
Might get rid of you, Dave.
Well, come on.
See what everybody else... See, Adrian and Gina, see what they missed out on?
That's right.
That's right. So we'll just... See, there's 3 bottles each. See?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Adrian and Gina have left us in charge.
They have left
That's
us.
Scary,
well, they thought.
Isn't it?
Well, they thought since you and I had experience that maybe we would, that we'd handle it. So, I think in the meantime, what we'll do is we'll jump over to a song, and we'll be back shortly.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
So, welcome back to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. I'm David, and before we go any further, I'm going to introduce you to my fellow co-host Michelle.
Yeah, thank you.
You sound surprised, Michelle, like you're here.
Michelle is a trans woman, a proud parent of 2 daughters, oversharer, American, and for the last 2 years has been the host of Transpositions.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I know. She has raised awareness in the wider LGBTI community. Michelle is a regular guest blogger and is often found consulting, training workplaces on diversity and inclusion, and contributing to trans policies for political agenda. This sounds quite riveting. An aspiring trans advocate for youth and adults alike, particularly in her role as public guest speaker at employment forums for transgender job seekers, where she shares her deeply affecting account of employment discrimination. She is also the co-founder of LGBTIjobs.com.au, which is Australian National LGBTI Job Board, dedicated to assisting all graduates and job seekers connect with organisations actively engaged in LGBTI inclusion initiatives.
Yeah, see, I'm a very super busy person.
How do you have time for us, Michelle?
Well, you know, I love all y'all, so.
It's a great privilege.
It is a great privilege. All right, so, the whole thing is about introducing each other and a bit about the show. So, thank you, David. I really appreciate that.
No worries.
You delivered that quite well. Now, we've actually got some messages coming through, guys.
Yeah.
We already are feeling the love. Now, we got somebody who's saying, my partner and I are about to have our first gay baby, and so proud of our Auntie Beck. Oh, Auntie Beck, for her support. Good luck tonight, Beck. Love, aww. Zoe and Alice.
Aw, they are two of my very bestest friends, and I'm very excited about their gay baby. I'm going to their lesbian baby shower in a couple of weeks, as I call it.
Oh.
And I'm interested to see if it's the same as a straight baby shower, i.e. boring, and I will drink in the corner.
Oh, do you think maybe at a gay baby shower it might have maybe, well, if it's lesbians, maybe a bit more plaid?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or flannel?
Do you think I should wear plaid or flannel?
I think you have to.
Okay. I'll take that on board.
It's a requirement.
But P.S., I love champagne. So thank you, Zoe and Alice. We love you back. Let me see. Who it says, I'm listening on the tarmac. I want the champers and chocolates. Thanks. Nope. Sorry, Adrian. It's ours. We're going to pop it and drink it all.
That's
so,
right.
So, yep. Anyway, so we got a bit of love coming through. Now, we're going to go and have a bit of... what we got here? We got a bit of LGBTIQ family stuff here. We're going to talk about some news. Do we have some news?
Yeah, we do have some news, actually. This is obviously the Australian census coming up very shortly. So according to volunteer organisation Rainbow Families, it's talking about how they still assume that all Australian children have a mother and father, raising concerns about a lack of accurate representation and inclusion of women with, children with same-sex parents.
I'm shocked that...
Just eating three in the ad break as well.
Wow. I'll just keep talking while Michelle shoves her face with the chocolate.
That's my thought on the whole thing and their whole little shelter.
Yeah, that's how much, yeah. I just can't believe that a census, a national count trying to assess the community of Australia, where people live, what they do, where they are, has not worked out that some children do not have a mum and a dad.
Well, the problem with all this is we're debating the marriage equality stuff at the moment, and we need to be counted. We need to see who's actually out there and who does this actually affect. So if they're not actually counting us properly or counting, you know, who's doing what, well, that's just a waste of time.
Well, that's right. And I mean, if the purpose of the census is to work out funding and resourcing and all these sorts of things for the community, I just think it's offensive.
Oh, totally.
At best.
Of course it is. Isn't the census just a sort of a documentation of what Australia is?
Yeah.
Like,
and I read, I think, am I right about this, Dave, that they suggested that they just cross out one of the boxes, so the father box and write mother. Yeah, okay. That's an excellent solution.
Yeah, but it's going to work on the... No, it's going to work on the computer that way. We'll just cross it out, you know.
Do you just get a pen on your screen when you're doing it, or...?
I would pay to see that, to be honest.
You should do it and then take a photo and send it to the ABS.
I'll put white out on my screen.
That's right.
All chocolate smudged over there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, from my present.
That's how Michelle feels about the census.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Like, we just need better representation for everyone. You know, we can't just go male, female, you know, heterosexual... That's it. Like, that's just...
And I assume it's not hard to change the paperwork, you know? Like, put in extra boxes.
Come on. Politicians are too worried about saving their own backside for every person. Oh, we want to keep that vote. We want to keep that vote. So they just sit on the fence.
There's a lot of areas like that, though. I'm a family lawyer, as some of you would know. And even the forms, when people go to court, the family court forms have mother and father. And I have a lot of clients that are not, you know, mother or father. And I just think, for goodness sake,
I've got a great one for you. My ex went to go and actually fill out passport forms for my kids recently. When they went and wrote down my name, they put for father, because I still go by dad, even though I'm she and her, it's dad.
Yep.
But under father, they wouldn't put Michelle Shepherd.
Yep.
And then they came back and looked at it and go, well, no, we need to have the father's name there. Who's Michelle? Is she the mother? Or is she a friend? And they're like, no, that's the father. And they actually didn't quite get it.
Get it. Yeah.
No. Like, oh. And then and so they had to go down and hunt down all the right paperwork and then do all these multiple visits. I felt sorry for my ex. She kept going back and forth to, because we had a great relationship.
Yeah.
But she was going back and forth to the damn post office to fill out all this paperwork and find out my change of name and all these other things. But just for my kid's passport. And it's like, yeah, mother and father was, yeah, two women.
Something interesting for the Australia Post people, they may not have...
That, they didn't think of looking at names.
But hopefully, I mean, they raise that as an issue and then, you know, that education hopefully flows through to those sort of institutions and they realise.
I think we should just have maybe just a blank form. No, nothing else. Just write what you are.
Parent one, parent two. Exactly. How hard is that?
It's not hard at all.
It's not hard at all.
Hey, where's the producer, Gina? Love the producer, Gina. And leave me a chocolate or two.
Oh, Gina.
I've got a feeling that may have come from Gina.
Maybe from Gina.
Yeah.
Is she bringing you back that... Or she's going to bring me some Swedish meatballs.
She said she's going to be bringing me back a Swedish boy. So.
Yeah, and I asked for one too.
Swedish
so...
man. I should say Swedish man. Okay. Yeah. Swedish boy doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah.
We'll leave you with that one. All right. You are listening to Family Matters. We will be back shortly.
Joy 94.9.
Is that back?
Yeah, you're back, Michelle.
I'm waiting for like the sound bits to be coming back on. Well, this is Michelle. You are listening to Family Matters. It looks like these two are too afraid to jump in on the mic. And so since I'm still holding your hand, David, it's okay. Do you need a Swedish man to hold your hand?
I do. I'm just worried that your hand keeps like sliding against my thigh as well. But anyway, that's a story.
I'm over here with chocolate balls in my mouth, all right? Don't worry about that.
Oh, dear. That went somewhere quickly.
Okay. What's up next?
This is a family show, David.
Yes.
Anyway, oh my God, what's the other story we have here? We had another fun story, don't we? Oh, did you
We got a message in from Gina asking where is the producer, Gina? And I think it was actually from Gina. And I'm hoping that Gina thinks that we're looking after her baby, this show, as good as we should be. I mean, probably best Michelle's here. Dave and I probably shouldn't be left in charge of a child.
No way.
Yeah, I've been doing this for too long. Oh, look, we got a message from Rodney. And again, thank you, Rodney, so much. So hi guys, congrats on the new program. I think this may be the first LGBTI Rainbow Families radio program in the world. Thanks Joy 94.9 for showing wonderful support for our families. It is an important voice for our families and for our kids. Sending love from the Jiang Cruz family in Richmond.
I really like to say that obviously being my debut, but messages like that coming in makes me feel like I'm so happy to be a
but
part of Joy.
There's so many of us in the community who've got kids who... Like, for me being a trans woman, I find that a lot of the groups for trans stuff, there aren't many other parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I find that I feel like a bit of a lost, like, what was it? Remember the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with, like, the Island of Misfit Toys? That's what I kind of feel like sometimes, is like the misfit toy just kind of wandering around.
Because there's a lot for lesbian or gay parents, but transgender, not so much.
No, there's a lot of groups out there for parents who've got trans kids.
Yeah, okay.
But someone my age who's, you know, I'll say late 30s.
I was going to say early 20s.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
I had a guy today who I was training. He goes, oh, how old are you? I thought you were like 27. I'm going, I really like you.
Yeah. Yeah, you can stay.
Exactly. You can stay. Now, you had a letter that was on your desk about something, wasn't it?
Well, yes. I'm, as I said, a family lawyer, and a lot of what I do is the LGBTI things, and I was rattling around in my desk today with some interesting facts that I thought I should bring to the show. And one of the questions I often find that I get asked by lesbian clients when they come in is about birth certificates. And a lot of non-birth mothers don't actually realize that they can also be listed on their child's birth certificate. And it's often a nice surprise that I can give to them because since the start of January 2010, a mother and her female partner can both be listed on the birth certificate as the child's parents, provided that they were in a relationship at the time of the conception and they both consented to it. And a lot of lesbians just don't realize that and think that if they're not the birth mother, they're not on the birth certificate.
So this is okay for lesbians, but what about a gay couple?
Yeah, well, that's a whole lot more complicated.
Oh, and my God.
I could do a whole other show on that because then often with a gay couple, they've used surrogacy often or adoption and there's...
One of them still would have been potentially the conceiving...
And it's all a bit dependent on where the bits, for want of a better word, from, buns and ovens. And
so back to the lesbian couple, are the proofs to prove the relationship? Is there any trickiness there?
Not really. Not often. I mean, usually people who are sending out to do this process, often if they're going through an IVF clinic, they've been through the counselling process together, and that's a fairly big indication.
Of course.
I have seen a few cases where a woman started the process as a single woman and then got into a relationship during the process, and sometimes that can be a little bit confusing. They can be some interesting cases, but it's a fascinating area of the world, and it's been really interesting trying to watch the law keep up with
it's interesting how, again, in this sort of case, it's okay for one spectrum of the community, but it's not okay for the other spectrum.
Yeah, and then I think that's exactly right.
It's just all over the place. Yeah, you know, I think people in the first 20 minutes now have gotten a good idea of where the kind of topics we can talk about within this show. And geez, if anybody else has anything they want to add or things they want to hear in the future, definitely get in touch with us. Now, I think you have a good quiz around IVF, didn't you, Dave?
I do, actually. And get up, stay off Google as much as you can.
Okay, I'll stay off.
Who was the table.
Who was the very first IVF baby born in Australia?
It's a girl. I can see her face. I've seen her in the newspaper.
Well, she is 36 years old. So text in if you do know the answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know. Look, I've only been here for 15 years, so...
Play the foreigner card, yeah. Michelle.
Yeah.
Who was the first IVF baby born in the United States?
I don't think I'd know either.
Well, you know, that can be another quiz question.
We can keep rattling off these questions all night.
We can keep going. Oh, God, I don't know. What was her name?
Do we want to wait for some texts?
We'll wait for some texts.
Somebody might get it.
We'll let it go. I'm really looking forward to that. I saw those prizes. Yeah. There's some pretty good prizes in
they're
there.
They're exciting. But we've got to keep it hush-hush for now. So
definitely. There was something around...
Yeah, we all grew up with Play School.
We did. Oh, did you? Yes. I saw that as well.
How exciting is that?
That was. But then everyone kind of got upset saying Play School is getting political. But I don't think that's political.
No. But it's such a cheap cop-out to say something's becoming political. It's... the people living their lives in a normal way.
And hence, we're going back to the census.
Yeah.
It'd be great, like, if the government could see this and everyone around us, the citizens of this country.
But I just thought, when I saw this, it was obviously the episode with the gay dads. I thought, how wonderful for kids that have gay dads to say, there's me represented on television.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sure there is those kids, some of them have faced stigma or, you know, bullying or questions even. But I thought how wonderful for them to look at television and say, there's a person like me.
But it'd be great to see more diverse families. I mean, look at me. I am, you know, I'm a dad still, but I present like a mom.
Yeah.
And for my two daughters who walk around with me as their dad, who's she and her, like, it'd be great for my kids to see other like family, something like that on Play School or other shows like that, and see that, hey, there's other kids out there just like me.
And Play School's been around for 50 years. And I think Play School is shifting every sort of decade. I'm sure it's changed quite a lot. So it's 2016 now. So
what about when maybe they had like maybe one of the first colored actor or maybe they showed a couple that was interracial or something like that. I'm sure they've had this
over time.
They've had
changes, exactly.
Exactly.
So. But I think a show like Play School, I mean, as silly as it sounds, is probably a really strong messenger into society. Like, you think everyone watches Play School, and it's such an important message. And I think if something like Play School's normalizing is not the right word because there's nothing not normal about it, but making it just
part
another
society.
Part of everyday society.
Yeah.
I mean, God, can we all just, you know, get on with things?
I know. God, just pick a window and move on.
That's right. Round, square, everyone's equal.
What kind of window are you, Dave?
I think I might, I don't know, a triangle, I guess.
I think Beck's Dave. I think Beck is diamond.
Oh, I shine bright like a diamond.
Do you?
Thank you, Michelle.
Ooh, wow, that's a song.
Rihanna ref, yeah.
But yeah, look, I'm guilty. I'll sit and my kids are watching and I'll actually sit and watch Play School. I think I've played with the Play School app, actually.
There's actually been some really good episodes. They've been having celebrities on in the lead up to the 50th anniversary. Like, they had Hamish and Andy have done an episode, and Adam Goods was on there.
Oh,
he did an episode.
Yeah,
it's pretty exciting.
Do we want to play the clip a little bit?
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Let's have a good listen to it. This is from the Play School episode featuring the gay dads.
It's the square window today.
My name is Azra. My name is Wednesday. And this is our house. We live here without two dads. This is my family!
Our favorite thing to do as a family is swimming.
Our dad started taking us to the pool when we were really little. And now we can nearly swim a whole length. We love to play games in the water too. Our dad's always trying to make us laugh when we're under the water. We see who can hold their breath for longest. Before we go to bed, we do some yoga together. It's nice to stretch and relax.
There's a witch called Meg.
But the thing we like the best is story time.
And she put it in the cauldron and stirred.
Hey, don't forget that!
Best guess at Chris, I turned into mice.
Love is when you're caring about someone. My favorite thing about dads is cuddling them. This is how much I love my family.
No.
Love is when you care about someone.
No, I love when you're cuddling and whatever. I'm going, dads can be these things as well.
Yeah, that's
right. You know,
right.
Dads don't have to be, you know, just kick the footy and drink a stubby and...
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
Like,
I also
so
love that
more.
That kid's name is Wednesday.
I know,
how
cool is that?
Such a cool name. If I ever have a kid, I'm going to call it Wednesday.
Now, we have a few more messages. Hey, guys, Sean from Brisbane, you guys cracked me up. Well,
aww.
You ain't seen nothing yet. No. we've got, don't be afraid, Dave, you're normally so talkative.
Aww.
See, but now he's put food in his mouth. He can't talk.
I got a chocolate.
Diversity should never be political. I wonder if they said the same when Play School had their first person of color through the window. See?
Mm.
That's right. And that came from Clayton. So,
thanks, Clayton, for listening.
That's just right. You know, over time, things have changed. And today, through the square window, is the IVF answer. No, I have no idea.
I don't think today, through the square window, is the name of a child.
No, definitely. Well, you are listening to Family Matters. We'll be back shortly. Hang in tight.
Family Matters at Joy. Your voice, your radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters. My name is Michelle, joined by my co-hosts, Beck and David. David, did you get attacked by a chicken on the way up?
It actually looks like it at the moment. I've got all this fluff over my shirt.
You need to, on the train ride home or whatever, you need just to like stand there and just go, and see what people do.
For on some trams, that would be normal behavior.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I don't have children, Dave, but I do carry a lint roller in my bag.
Oh, now that is quite a mother thing
that's
of you
so
to
good.
Do.
Now, Michelle, is that good parenting?
That's very good parenting.
How does it work?
You just roll it on you.
You just roll it on you.
You sure?
Oh, my God, boys.
I know. Didn't your mother teach you anything, Dave?
I don't know.
Do it on your beard. It's a whole, you look like you kissed Santa Claus in the way.
Maybe he did.
Maybe I did. Dun, dun, dun.
Now, speaking of a mother thing to do, Beck, you are from Stand Up Straight and Chicks Talking Footy.
I am. Varied.
So who do you barrack for?
Adelaide Crows.
Okay. All right.
No, did you say?
I've got an issue there.
Oh.
No. Move on.
We can't have children, Dave. No. They'd be brought up in a mixed football relationship.
At least it's in Collingwood. That's okay.
Yeah. I've got all my teeth.
All right, she has all of her teeth. She is single. No, you're single?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, she's single, has all her teeth. She's...
The two are not mutually exclusive. But...
she's our Family Matters resident, Legal Eagle. And what show about rainbow families is complete without a childless straight woman handing out advice?
That's what I think, anyway.
Well, and she's got the roller, so she's on her way.
Yeah, that's
you know.
Good.
I could see her now with her child. A young five-year-old or something going, run the roller down. Why did you get in the chocolate?
Yeah,
why
that's right. I've always said if I had a child, my greatest fear is I would leave them on a bus. I don't think I'm responsible enough.
My youngest actually had this fear, almost like a dream. I don't even know where it came from because we never did it. But she has this fear we're going to leave her places.
Ah.
And so I'll go, like, I don't leave my child in a car on a hot day, okay? But it's
Michelle.
Yeah, but it's 7 o'clock at night. I'm parked right in the front of Safeway and I'm like going to run in. I'm going to grab a thing of apples that we need for like school lunches and come right out. I said, one thing. Don't leave me. Like one thing. Just one thing? Yes, just one thing. And it's you're okay. No one will steal you.
Yeah.
I'll lock the car. You'll lock the car? Yes, I'll lock the car. It feels like it's like an episode of like The Muppet Show sometimes.
Yeah. Do you think you probably need to explore this? Maybe
I do. Like, she's got this fear that we're going to leave her behind or
later.
Well,
that's my fear that what I'd do if I had a child.
Did you leave anything to entertain herself in the car?
Oh, she's got an iPad that's got Wi-Fi and everything on it. Like,
of course.
Yeah, of course. She's right.
I hate to sound like an old person, but kids these days, like when I was 7, I had a Walkman that didn't even rewind. Like you had to turn the tape around and fast forward to get to the start.
So did I. Back in my day.
I know.
Back in my day, I just had a tennis ball. That was about it. We used to just whack that somewhere in
I
one
know.
Of the routes.
Exactly.
And Mum and Dad used to complain, you know, we'd go on long family car trips and they had to listen to the Patsy Bisco tape that I wanted to listen to because there was only one tape player for the whole car. There was no iPads and earphones and...
I had stacks of comic books. We'd go for long road trips and I would buy these like 25-cent comic books and stack them up in the back and I'd lay on the floor of the minivan and just have my all my snacks and just read comic books.
Living the dream.
Exactly.
So talking about supermarkets before, do you have any funny stories
with your kids
in supermarkets? See,
my kids are funny. My kids are always correcting people.
How old are they, Michelle?
They are 10 and 7.
Oh, okay.
Bear is my older one and my Bug is my younger one.
Oh, cute.
And so they've even gone so far as even correct like my ex's boyfriend at the time. So he's going to me, he's talking to my ex and going, oh, you know, he this and he that, whatever. And my oldest wouldn't put down her knife and fork. And here we were, this is in Costco, and we're out for lunch, all of us together, this weird little family. And she puts him down and she looks at him and goes, her name is Michelle. And then all of a sudden he goes, right. So I was talking to her, Michelle, this and whatever. So put this, a 40-year-old man in his place.
Yeah. So your kids are very protective of
their
dad.
I'd have to say the funniest bit, though, is we were in Kohl's and we were walking down the frozen section. There was a lady who's always handing out, the other ones do always with the free samples.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, so do I.
That's how I eat dinner sometimes.
Yeah, same. So as we're going through, the lady looks at me and goes, so Mom, can the girls have some ice cream? And my youngest looks at me and was ready to correct her. Like, they're so ready to jump up and correct her, right? And I go, just roll with it. And so I said, sure, they have some ice cream. You want vanilla or chocolate and whatever? And they're like, oh, we'll have, you know, whatever we want. And then Bug looks at me and goes, thanks, Mom. And starts and I'm like, dude, you're good.
That's great. That's great.
But the big hardest part is we can't say dad in the toilets because we all go to the girls' toilets together.
Yeah.
I'm like, please, just don't say dad. We go in there, just like say Michelle or Mish or something. We just got to go and work this out.
Yeah.
Dad! I'm like, oh, God, please.
This is
please.
Our situation now. Yeah.
So I got to come out of the stall. I got to go into their stall. I got to catch up with my kid. I'm like, this is fine, whatever.
I'm sitting here. I'm going to look forward to all these stories over the next sort of few months on this show. I'm looking forward to so many of these stories. It's just experience after experience.
I got the message coming through. Did you crack the window for her, Michelle? It was cold outside, okay? She had an iPad. She's fine.
I hope you left the Joy 94.9 on the radio.
I actually downloaded the app for it. I think she's listening tonight. So she's like, oh, can I listen to you? Can I listen to you on my iPod?
What time's bedtime?
Well, normally it's probably about 8:30.
Special occasion.
Special occasion. You know, listen to Daddy live on air. So
now you were FaceTiming your daughter just before the show, and you sort of introduced me to your daughter.
That was Bug. Yeah.
And I don't think Bug gave me that much of a seal of approval.
Really?
She gave me this sort of like, who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, not a fan of Dave.
Not liking this new radio personality at all.
Wow.
No. See, just have lollies or just talk Pokemon and you'll be fine.
Pokemon.
Yeah. There's chocolates here.
I do not understand this.
Okay, look, if you're going to be like a parent and try to interact with kids, get with it. You know,
okay.
Get hip.
I see people, like, I walk to work past Flagstaff Gardens and there's people banging into me with their, like, adults, kids, all kinds, in between. I do not, Michelle, you're one of them.
No, you're not. Surely not.
I wasn't at first, but my children like it. And they got me into it.
Oh, my children
it. The fingers in the air. Yeah. No. We went down to a park near us, right?
Yeah.
This park is never busy. Now when you drive by, the park has all these different pokey stops that you go to and you collect all the different, you sign in, you swipe it, and you get updated items for catching them, right?
So it's sort of like Tinder, but with imaginary characters.
Well, I was actually about to say, you can see that Michelle's on Pokemon Go, and us being the single people
we're
in the dating app,
we're on like a Tinder thing.
We're on Tinder and Grindr, and we're swiping everywhere.
Oh, I gave up on that. I decided to play games instead. but the thing was, is so my kids and I were all doing it together. And and so this park's like, I call them like digital zombies. They're all walking around, just all around the place.
Yeah, that's right. And they seem to not notice the people around them.
Look, if you're going to be an auntie back, okay, you're going to get with it, okay?
God, what if Allison Zoe's baby wants to play it? I failed already at the auntie back thing.
Well, what about you? You've got niece and nephews, don't you, David?
I've got two nephews, Cooper and Jet.
Okay, are they on this?
No, they're too young, but they do love the iPads and so forth, but they generally play like these little dinosaur games or animations or...
Do you get down with them? Do you get on your hands and knees and get dirty with them?
I do. I definitely do. I said I do too many times there.
Do they like Uncle Dave?
They do. And the young one, Jet, has been, he's about 2.5 now, and he's been a massive long battle to like win him over.
Oh.
And his middle name's my name, David. He's Jet David.
Oh.
And he still hasn't accepted his middle name yet. He just doesn't want to be called
Jet
David.
Doesn't exist.
However, my last visit down to the country to visit Cooper and Jet, I finally have two loving nephews that love their uncle.
Yay!
I know, I'm excited.
What Yay. Did you bribe him with?
I think it's just he's just sick of the battle. He's
yeah,
like,
he's
okay.
like, you're sticking around. You're not going anywhere.
So I'm Uncle Dave to them. We have an Uncle David ourselves.
Oh, so you've got to differentiate. Yeah, yeah no, that's Dave. Sensible.
Which I think is like a bit more young, a bit more hip.
Bit more hip.
A bit more with it.
I'm just talking myself up.
You're very hip and with it, Dave.
You are. No, you're so hip and with it.
Family Matters, and I'm excited to see how many songs we're going to find about kids.
I know. I like that little bit of wicka-wicka-wicka thing.
Now, tonight...
Speaking of kids...
I've got a question. Where's Gina?
Oh, I don't know where she is, actually.
Gina.
Did we know?
Gina Barina.
Well, funnily enough, we've got her on the line here. Gina from Port Douglas, how are you?
G'day, how you all doing?
Oh, Gina.
I feel like I need to offer it up here, like quite seriously.
Do you think we sound too proper, Gina?
No, I feel very ethnic out here at the moment. I can assure you, I think I'm the only Greek lesbian. Wait, there's my partner. Port Douglas Village at the moment.
are you wearing your flannel and just making sure you're keeping the flag up?
No, I am doing denim on denim. I did have to dress up. had an anniversary dinner, and that's why I'm not there. It's actually my anniversary today.
You are missing out on all the bubbly and the lollies. We'll put a bottle in our cubby hole for you.
Will we?
I love how you keep sending me photos to remind me on everything I'm missing out on. But you guys are doing great. Well done.
Are you proud?
And tonight, I'm very proud. Now, David, I am the oldest work experience kid at Joy, so you cannot steal that title.
I'm only 20, 21 years old, Gina. That's
exactly.
what I keep telling everyone.
And we adopted you. So I know.
It's beautiful. Now, Gina, this is a family show, and this show is sort of your baby. Firstly, are we looking after your baby properly?
You guys are doing a great job, and I feel really bad because while you're doing that, I'm currently staying in accommodation that doesn't actually allow children or babies.
All accommodation should be.
Now, Gina, I remember a conversation between you and I about the inspiration for the show, and I would love for you to explain to everyone how this show came about.
Look, there's been quite a bit of inspiration, but mostly it's because of all the vitriol that we've been seeing spewing out about the marriage equality debate, and especially targeting our families and our kids. And I'm someone, when I get angry, I like to find humour to kind of divert that hate. So I was just, enjoy working with the Outtakes guys and seeing what other shows were on. And somehow we realised there was no family show. So I thought, I'm going to put together a show about families. Not that, like you, Beck, I don't have any kids, but I'm the proud aunt of 8 and a godmother to 3.5. So
3.5?
I think in late August to September, it will become 4.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, you're
people
looking
trust me with their kids. So
you were looking for humor, and I think you put together a decent team here for humor.
I think we have. And Adrian, who can't be there tonight because he has been called out to work, is absolutely hilarious, and I think you all love him. He's a gay dad of twins, and I think he's going to bring a beautiful voice to the show. Nice gay dad.
He can be probably sensible, teach us some sensible dad things, or maybe dad jokes.
He'll definitely teach us dad jokes, but when it comes to sensible, I don't know if we can rely on Adrian there. So that's why we're going to be bringing in some beautiful experts each week as much as we can to give us some qualified answers to the questions that we have.
Now, Gina, your job first up next week, because you're missing this week, I think that's your turn to bring in the chocolates and the champagne. So make sure you get it all organised for us, will you?
Absolutely. Look, my nickname is Mama G, and it's not Mama G for no reason. I am Greek. I do like to feed people. So, there might be some of Mama's baklava. Yes, some of you already tried that. But there will definitely be some stuff next week. And we've got a great guest next week and the week after. And, I'm super excited to be – well, not super excited to be in Melbourne. It's really cold. It's really warm out here. So maybe we can just do this
remotely. Maybe we'll just come up to you for next week. How's that sound?
Look, I really want us to go and broadcast from the lesbian baby shower. How?
Yeah.
Oh.
How
do we get in on this?
I reckon that is an... I'm sure Alice and Zoe will be fine with that.
We'll all wear flannel since it's Melbourne and cold.
Sure, you know, next we can also broadcast live from the birth and make sure everything is going really well. I'm sure the girls won't have any issue with that.
So, Gina, you're up in Port Douglas now celebrating your 18-year anniversary, is it, with your partner?
No, 19.
Oh, I've robbed you of 1 year. So what's your
partner? You robbed me of a year.
Is it Karen?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, what's Karen thinking of our radio show so far?
Drinking bubbles while I'm we had a nana dinner so that I could be available for you guys tonight. We had a 6 o'clock nana dinner. She's drinking bubbles and eating brie and crackers while I'm nervously tweeting on the other side of Australia.
Are you nervous because you've left us here unsupervised, Gina?
I feel terrible that I've left you guys.
She just feels guilty. She doesn't
survive.
She's got guilty.
Mother guilt.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, a little bit of mama guilt. But seriously, I'm so proud of all you guys. And I'm so proud of David, your debut on radio.
Right? Aww.
I am the baby of the show, aren't I?
We're looking after him, Gina. I gave him a lint roller. Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Baby but chicken. Look,
there is really so many people to thank for tonight to even go on air. Like, seriously, I think I've said it before, it takes a village to raise a child. Not that I know that yet. But
you've heard.
I've heard plenty of times. But it also takes a village to put the show together. So please, thank you to everyone. You know, I'm sure Clayton's somewhere there in the background making sure we're all running smoothly. Everyone there that's been helping out. And I know for myself, the Outtakes guys who have been training me, Transvisions team, like seriously, thank you everyone.
So when you get back, to have some, you know, some experience yourself, I'll lend you Bear and Bug and you can get some experience to talk about before the show.
I love your kids. That's hilarious.
I feel like Michelle's just going to rent out her children to all of us for training sessions.
Oh, my kids will teach you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's part of our internship into this program. So
that's
please,
right.
We are encouraging everyone to contact us and let us know what you want us to learn. And we are willing to be guinea pigs. If there's things you want me to learn, I will go out there and put my body on the line. Maybe not for everything, but I'm willing to learn many things on this journey and get everyone the answers they need.
Now, aren't we encouraging listeners to send through photos of their family photos together to show happy families. That we can post on Facebook.
Unhappy families.
Or unhappy.
Yeah. I like those photos of like Santa where the kids are crying.
Oh, yeah. Or like creepy Easter Bunny.
Yeah. You know?
We're so doing that for Christmas. We're already going to put on those bad sweaters and take a family shot. Yes, we are putting together a family photo album for Family Matters. So we are encouraging everyone to send in their family photos. And if you don't want your family photos, we're also encouraging kids to draw pictures of their family and how they see their families because we kind of exist. I know a lot of people out there at the moment think we don't exist. Stolen generation, a lot of awful words have been thrown out about our families, but we kind of do and we have for a long time. And I think Play School was a great example of that. I mean, 2004 was the lesbian mum episode.
Of course.
You guys played the gay dad episode from last week. I mean, the little girl in that episode has gone and won a Logie. I mean, who knows? These girls that we saw last week could be winning Oscars and Tonys.
Well, I mean, that seems a natural progression, doesn't it? Play school, Oscar.
Broadway.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Isn't that the stereotype? Our kids are ready for Broadway.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't they come out ready?
Of course. But Michelle?
Gina, since you don't have any children, you can take a photo with your fur baby and send that through, okay? We'll take, you know, rainbow fur babies too.
I could take a photo of me and some of my house plants. That's my family. Yeah.
And everyone can reach us on email, familymatters@joy.org.au. Twitter, it's familymatters94. And also the Facebook is facebook.com/familymattersonjoy.
And we've got so many people liking our Facebook page already. It's exciting.
Well, I feel a bit popular. My Facebook page is like a bit naked, so I might just link in to our one and just ask everyone to start liking my pictures. I'm feeling a bit. Feeling a bit sad.
Oh, we love you, Gina.
We love you, Gina. Aww. And your fur baby.
Yes, I love my fur baby too, who's actually being taken care of by her grandmother.
What a beautiful family moment.
Exactly. My parents never used to let dogs inside, but when it comes to my baby, they take extra good care of her, and she's on the couch sleeping as we speak. I've already checked in 4 times today. not that, you know.
You're a helicopter mum.
Exactly. Just a little bit. Well, that would be my fear if I was. So us Greeks are not very good at cutting those cords, and we do wrap our kids in cotton wool. Now, I know that's how I was raised.
Now, Gina, we're getting the wrap-up here from yes. Dave, so we need to cut you short on there. But you will be back with us in studio next week?
Certainly will be. So please leave some chocolates, but I'll bring the baklava just in case.
Might be a bit late for that. The chocolates are gone.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
See you, Gina. Bye.
Gina. Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters. My name is Michelle. We are joined by Beck and Dave, but unfortunately, it is the end of the show. I think it's been a great first show, guys.
I give us 10 out of 10.
I say 10 out of 10. And Gina, she's happy. This is her baby, and I think we've done it well. Now, if you did miss tonight's show and you do want to catch up with us, you can get us on www.facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy. You can also email us at familymatters@joy.org.au. Also, you can get us on Twitter on Family Matters 94, and I'm getting a wave at here. Oh, and the answer we got, that we almost missed on that, was Candace Reed, who was born on the 23rd of June, 1980.
Shout out to her.
Definitely. Thank you again for everybody. We will be podcasting the show, so you can get us on joy.org.au/Family Matters. Keep your eye out for that one.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. Man. We're twits and everything.
Oh, no, one down.
You did well, Dave.
Dave's like
cherry popped.
There you go.
The first time's always the hardest, Dave.
So next week, we introduced us. Next week, we'll do you.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait.
The new segment, we'll all do Dave.
We'll do Dave.
We all do Dave?
Yeah.
The Swedish guy as well?
Yeah. He'll hold your hand. You've been listening to Family Matters. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.